Each spring, more than 3,000 people head to the Missouri River and Yellowstone River confluence in northwest North Dakota for the annual paddlefish snagging season. State Game and Fish Department Fisheries Chief Greg Power says a pipeline break and oil spill in Montana last January prompted some concerns for this year's season.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks did some follow-up under ice, which was really a challenge, trying to catch fish, and then the fish they did catch, they did send off to a lab to see if there's any contamination in the flesh or any of the organs. Well, we kind of repeated that for paddlefish only because we know there's consumption of the paddlefish that are snagged up there at the confluence area, and also the eggs that the North Star caviar take for caviar. So we sent a sample off to the lab here about 2 weeks ago and got the results back, and thankfully, in both cases, Montana and North Dakota, the fish came back clean.
Power says it's good news for the season. He says paddlefish snagging occurs during a very brief window of opportunity and in turn generates a lot of activity for a select area of the state.
Theoretically, we have a 31-day season the month of May, but I think it's like 10 out of the last 12 years. We've closed it early because of harvest. We have a 1,000 fish harvest cap on the fishery, and if they get there real fast, it's been really good for a number of years. So it's more of the same as a good season. A lot of fish were snagged, and no real problems this year.
Power says after seeing a problematic history to the season, things have now matured into what he calls controlled chaos.
Oh, I mean, it was a beer drinking, you know, it was not a good deal. And over the years, our law enforcement's cleaned it up, and the snaggers themselves have changed generationally, where you go up there now, and there's a lot of family and friends, and they get together, and they're just having a good, clean, wholesome time, and it's a lot nicer that way, but there are a lot of people.
Power says paddlefish and the pallid sturgeon are two of the oldest species of primitive large river fish in North Dakota. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.